This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Although that lead-in would lead you to believe that we are all in the spirit of Halloween, you can see if you're watching on YouTube that Tony and I clearly are not. Scraby is trying to take credit for the fact he's wearing a ghostly shirt as his
face
costume, but none of us are really dressed for the part. But we are happy you're with us to close out the month of October. Hour number two of the program, we're headed towards Thursday night football. I guess the Jets just have to be on every primetime game, and so they are again tonight against the Houston Texans. We will be carrying the game for you after our program is over. Before we get to the Daily Gambit, a couple of baseball hot stew stove moves.
I like hot stew.
Yeah, that too.
I like hot stew.
The stew says that the Atlanta Braves have traded outfielder Jorge Soler to the Angels. The Angels part with right-handed pitcher, what's his first name? Griffin Canning. So Soler is a former World Series MVP with the Braves. Did not have the same impact this time around in Atlanta. The Orioles have acquired a outfielder, Daz Cameron, in a trade with the Oakland A's.
Mike Cam's son.
Is that Daz, who that is?
Yeah.
All right. He's going to Baltimore. And Daniel Hudson of the Dodgers, former Padre, announced his retirement from baseball today.
Honestly, how old is he?
He's up there.
He seems
he looked a little old the other night, man. They hammered him for about four or five runs pretty quick.
He around there somewhere.
Let me see.
Is that like three Tommy Johns?
Pretty strange that there's a retirement story about him. Here he is, yeah, 37 years old. So there's your baseball notes for the day. We'll have some football stuff as we go along.
Here's a quick little note.
Mm-hmm.
Miguel Vargas, you guys remember him? Former Dodger.
Infielder.
Is the first player in MLB history to win a World Series ring while playing for a 121-loss team in the White Sox.
He was with the Dodgers long enough. Huh?
He was with the Dodgers for most of the first half of the season and then got traded.
To
the White Sox.
Wow.
In that Copic,
how'd that feel?
In the Copic deal.
So he's a world champion. Will Venable, the new manager of the Shy Sox.
Yeah.
Talked about that. One of your buddies, Tony. And I'm sure he'll bring everybody together for the opening spring training speech. Manuel Vargas will stand up and say, I got your ring right here. That's funny. 121 loss, got a World Series ring. Who gets or who doesn't get a ring? Like everybody in the organization. Davis is getting one, I'm sure.
See, that's the weird part, is that Joe Davis was so happy that the Dodgers won. I will say this, he did a really good job the last couple games.
Of course
he did a good job.
We told you that he did. He did a whole
job. The only thing that changed is the Padres were no longer involved.
He did a great job.
Well, now I get a ring.
I hate to say it with Joe Davis. You can say whatever you want about this guy. He was blessed with an absolutely perfect voice for this.
And
I wish I had something close to it.
Great hair, too.
Great hair.
Yeah. Well, he also sits next to John Smoltz, who has very little, if any,
the hair. Opposite of great hair.
So makes Joe look a little better. I thought the broadcasts were great. I had more than one person tell me during the playoffs that they really learned a lot about baseball and pitching from John Smoltz.
More than one person said that.
Yeah.
It also goes to show you that nobody's really paying attention until we get to this time
right. He's saying all that stuff all season.
All season long, we just don't hear him.
Yeah, good point.
But the thing that is cool about postseason is you get more of them. You know, during the year, you get them once a week, certain games. During postseason, you're getting them every one of those games, and so you kind of get a feel for the breakdowns that he has. Smoltz is awesome, man.
And the Dodgers, they did a great job. I mean, almost every time Smoltz said, you know, this pitch will work, they threw that pitch, and it usually worked.
Did Joe Davis have a buzzer down there or something? Like if, hey, Smoltz just said this, it's coming.
It could be. Maybe the Dodgers World Series. Maybe the Dodgers World Series title will eventually be revoked because they were taking advice from a broadcaster.
The worst part about it all is that some of the players said, well, now we can claim that we won a full season World Series, because that was the
Now all of a sudden the one they won in 2020
doesn't matter.
Yes, they've been leaning on that for a long time and saying, oh, it mattered.
Well, of course.
But now they're saying if our team
would have won it, we would have been pushing like, of course that was a championship we won, until we got the real
one.
And now you can kind of say and do whatever you want.
Good point, Tony. Let's do some Daily Gambit stuff, see how things are going there.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Shohei Ohtani, I know his current interpreter gets a ring. How about his former interpreter? He was with the club for a while. Going to send that guy a ring in jail? Or
that would be very valuable in commissary.
I mean, he might have disqualified himself from getting one, but he certainly was on the list.
He should have been on the list. He was part of the program.
Still the quickest investigation I've ever seen in my entire life.
It
was so fast.
It was not.
It was like they found out.
We found out.
Investigation happened.
No doubt.
Shohei, did you do anything wrong?
Nope.
No. It's over.
It's over. Ipe. Sent to the gallows.
No, the feds don't work like that, though. We found out when we found out. They knew long before.
Nah. All right.
So I saw a really funny tweet, though. In whatever prison or whatever clink Ipe's in, he just cheered like crazy because he just won his bet on the Dodgers winning the World Series.
Not his ring.
Not his ring, his bet.
Might have been cheering for the ring as well. All right, yesterday Tony and I made some picks. Tony took the Dodgers plus a run and a half. I took the Yankees to stay alive. Tony got that one. Garrett Cole did have more strikeouts than Jack Flaherty, so I won that one. We both thought Aaron Judge would get over 1.5 in the runs, hits, and RBI department. He took care of that with that home run. College football, Kennesaw State was a winner again.
Wow.
They did.
At least, no, they didn't win the game, but they won
covered.
The spread.
Okay.
Western Kentucky minus 24. Western Kentucky won by 17. Lakers and Cleveland, 227 points. Thankfully, even though this wasn't a very good game, Tony had us turn it off quickly in the studio.
I did.
Lakers, they did get up over that, 244 points, so we both were correct. LeBron James, 36.5 points. Rebounds and assists, he totaled 35. Once again, the odds makers right on it. Both Tony and I went over.
Hey, but the front page of ESPN told me that Bronny made a shot.
Oh, did he score? I knew he came into the game. I did not know he scored. All right. Well, he can take that with him to the G League.
Look at the hater over here.
I don't think necessarily that first what? This morning when I logged on to ESPN.com to look at news, I saw
it was not the first story.
This morning.
Dude, come on. The World Series.
No, everything changes.
The World Series was still the thing at the top. I was up this morning just along with you.
Chris and I have found also that sometimes we get different stories in our things.
Yeah, you needed to update your thing because that clearly was.
Ronnie James, 1 for 2, 2 points, and 2 helpers.
What's that?
Two assists.
Oh, sick. Two helpers.
Yeah, Bronny. And then the final one, Orlando minus five at the Bulls. Tony took Orlando. I hung in there with the Bulls. Bulls win. 102-99.
Watch out, the Bulls.
This was really interesting. End of this game. I don't know if you saw it. The Bulls got the rebound foul with 0.1 second to go. Now, remember, they put the rule in many years ago.
Can't get a shot off.
You cannot 0.1. But the Magic tried anyway, right? They inbounded. Paolo Banchero caught the ball 40 feet from the basket in the air and flung it to the rim and made it. And, it was close to being in time. I don't know how he, because you can't even physically do it. But they didn't count the basket. So the Bulls won. I had a good night. I'm 12-9 for the week. Tony's at 11-10. Scraby, with the off night, stands at 8-6.
Still not great.
Here we go. Jets minus two against the Texans. Once again, this comes back to the odds makers putting a number up there that they think people will bet on. So there's no way the Jets are better than the Texans.
But they get 3 points for being the home team.
That still shouldn't be enough, but they're favored by two. I'm going to take... Is Roger going to have one good game? I don't know. I'll take the Jets, stupidly. Tony, I'll give 2 points. What am I doing?
Texans.
Yeah, taking a better team there. Scrape.
I'm going to take the Jets because the Texans don't have any wide receivers right now. They got one, Tank Dell.
Oh,
Nico
that's true.
Collins is out.
Their
Stephon Diggs is a torn
ACL.
Hit
my man Tank Dell, baby.
And the Jets do have a lot of wide receivers. None of them ever catch a pass.
Except for Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of those receivers, Davante Adams over under 60.5 receiving yards. Tony, is he due to break
He's
loose?
He's going over today.
I hope so. Scraby's playing against Davante Adams in our fantasy matchup.
Yeah, which I'm very interested to see because this is probably the night he's going to go wild
I hope
against
so.
Me.
I hope so.
So I'm going to say under.
Of course, you need to say under there. I will be hopeful and say that he goes over. Who gets more passing yards, Aaron Rodgers or C.J. Stroud? Scraby?
I feel like this is a must win for the Jets, so they have to be perfect. Aaron Rodgers has more passing yards.
You know who's rooting for the Texans a lot tonight? Aaron Boone and the Yankees. Get them off the front page tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Because if the Jets lose, they'll crush Aaron Rodgers, and then they'll forget about the Yankees for a day. I'll say Aaron Rodgers also. Tony?
Stroud.
It goes Stroud, okay. College football tonight, Tulane minus 15 at Charlotte. Tulane is 6-2, 4-0 in the conference. They've won five straight. Charlotte's 3-5, 2-2. Sounds like Tulane's much better, but 15 points on the road. Too many. I'll take Charlotte plus the points. Tony.
Charlotte.
Charlotte as well.
Do you know what the... nickname for Charlotte is?
You know, it's funny. I was just thinking of that, and that's one that I do not know.
Really?
I know every nickname, I thought, but I was just thinking to myself, I don't know Charlotte's nickname.
You'll never forget it now.
Okay,
They're
what
the
is
49ers.
It? Oh, yeah. You know what? I did know that, but that was when they were North Carolina Charlotte. Cedric Maxwell, the old Celtic,
yes.
He led them to the Final Four 1 year.
And they're the 49ers.
Long time ago.
I don't understand why the 49ers. I didn't know they
but
did a lot
I do
of
remember
rushing.
They were the 49ers. Yeah.
What did you guys pick?
We both picked the 49ers here.
Okay.
Who you taking?
49ers.
49ers.
Just based off their name?
Yes.
We're all going 49ers. NBA tonight, Spurs are 1-3, but they're favored by 1 point on the road against the 0-4 Jazz. Are the only winless team in the NBA. Tony, who
They'll
do you like?
Remain winless. Give me the Spurs.
Spurs, he says. Okay. Scraby?
I'll go the Spurs.
Spurs. I'll take the Jazz. They're not going to go winless this season.
You never know.
Somewhere. All right, I brought this guy up because I really like this guy, and he's from San Diego. And I don't know if we could ever get him on the show. But I think he would come on if the Clippers ever got word to him because he's that kind of guy, and that's Norman Powell.
Oh, yeah, that's a doable one for sure. I thought you were going to say Kawhi.
No, Norman Powell. I mean, this guy, he's pretty legendary. And
Lincoln Hornet.
Lincoln High. And everything.
Did he play for the Lakers?
No.
Everything he does in the community, and now he's...
Toronto and then the Clippers.
Yeah,
oh, Toronto. That's why I know. I remember Ben Woods had him on after Toronto won the championship.
Yeah, Norman does a lot of good stuff in this community still, even though he's playing up
in
L.A. So his over-under tonight for the Clippers is 19.5 points. They're playing at home against Phoenix, and I believe Scraby's up on this one. Over or under for Stormin Norman?
Under.
Oh, my God. After I just said all those nice things about him.
Yes, that's typical Scraby.
Typical Scraby. He just goes, ah,
well,
yeah.
Chris is
I'll fly
cooler.
In the face of that.
Chris is the cooler, so.
I'll say, oh, wow. I'm now the cooler.
I believe that was you, son.
Norman,
son!
By the way, Stormin Norman through four games this year is averaging 26 a game.
Yeah, go ahead and
I'm
give
say
me the over as
We're both
well.
Going over. You say you stay with the under there.
I will.
And then we got a hockey matchup tonight between my favorite team and Scraby's favorite team, and they're both in last place at the moment in their respective divisions. Blackhawks at Sharkies. Blackhawks are favored by 1.5. I obviously have to take the Blackhawks, but I don't like... No, I'm not. I'm taking the Sharkies. If the Blackhawks win, they're not winning by 2. Tony?
Sharkies.
Sharkies? Scraby?
Did the Sharkies win the other day?
They've won 2 in a row, I think, after an 0-7 start.
Give me the Sharkies!
We're all going Sharkies. Okay, there we go. Daily Gambit is in the bag for the day. We'll take a quick timeout here. When we come back, do you want to criticize Dave Roberts? Is that what you want to do, Scrib?
Is that what you want to do, Scrib?
I wasn't thinking about criticizing
yes,
him.
Yes, you were. You put it right in the
thing. I was
going to
make
here.
You guys criticize him.
We have to criticize him here. By the way, I wanted to remind everybody, because we haven't already, but baseball season may be over, but Inside San Diego Baseball with Sammy Leavitt is just starting. Can listen. Wednesdays,
God
imagine it'll
Sam.
Start next week, from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.3 The Fan and on your YouTube page. Sam will talk all things Padre baseball, keep you up to date on the latest hot stove rumors. So make sure Wednesday night, 7 to 9, our guy, Sammy Leavitt.
I'm the
Good
lead
luck,
in
Sam.
For Inside San Diego Baseball.
Right, so if you're able to survive the hour with the Chronicles,
now,
you'll be rewarded with Sam Leavitt.
Real quick, I know we got to go to breaks. So it's just baseball, San Diego baseball stove. Like, is what is this show covering?
I don't know. I'm not Sam Leavitt. No, but I think no. I did talk to Sam a little bit about it. It's going to be hot stovey San Diego Padres plus just other teams and NL West stuff. Just trying to keep you up to date on what happens this offseason.
Sam Leavitt, he can get it done. We can get you some traffic. Probably an update on that fire situation.
Oh, it's looking very good
at
now.
The 8 and the 15, which has been snarling traffic all day and putting a lot of people in jeopardy. We'll get the latest on that and then come back more. Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Ring it.
3:24 on the clock. Tony Quinn, Jr., Chris Zello, Matthew Scrape.
Do a lot of damage with that blue Bic pen I got there.
You're being serious. You can severely hurt someone with that pen.
That's right.
Scraby, you had some words for Dave Roberts. Is that what I was hearing when we went to break?
Yeah, well, you were all upset.
So. I wasn't upset.
Let's turn it over to you.
Chris always says that. Well, he was really upset
about it. You want some smoke for this quote.
Yeah. When are you less than upset? I mean, you only go from 0 to 60.
It's true.
You don't drive 19 miles per hour.
No.
So if you're upset, you're really upset.
I'm not so much upset. I just like when people say things, it's just so weird to me sometimes that they said things. But Dave Roberts, I was reading, I know, Ken Rosenthal's article on The Athletic.
So why don't you read the quote so everybody can see what you're upset about.
We outfought the Padres, and that's their style. They're like brawlers. They're like the UFC. We're like the technical fighters, but we showed ourselves that we can brawl. Now, what bothers me about this is he is basically saying to me that the Padres aren't a technically sound baseball team. They're just full of talent.
No,
and my team is technically sound, and we do everything right.
That's
and
not
we
what
get
he
everything.
Said, Scravy. He
That's
said,
how I see it.
Well, that's not what he said. He's talking about boxing and UFC.
I get what his analogy was.
But I think he could have said it better by saying the Dodgers are the more buttoned down approach.
Yeah.
They're kind of the ho-hum, boring, you know, technical.
What does the analytic tell us?
The Padres are more fun. Padres kind of play off the cuff a little bit more.
I mean,
Dave Roberts is saying that in that series, he felt his team out, you know.
He said they showed themselves, meaning there was a point where they didn't know if they could actually be that type of brawler, right? And I think a lot of people could relate because I think a lot of people find UFC to be more fun. And all of those words.
Boxing isn't fun. It's all about getting points.
Right. Too technical.
What was that one guy, Mayweather? Never seemed like he hit anybody in his life, but he won every fight because he was just.
He couldn't hit him.
Yeah. He only had to hit you once. He'd win the fight 1-0.
You know what I also find interesting about this quote?
What else, Scrape?
Dave Roberts has mentioned the Padres multiple times after they beat the Yankees.
I don't think there's any question, and it's not just Dave Roberts.
Kike said the same thing.
I think they all recognize that their toughest matchup in this run was those guys down at Petco Park. I don't think there's any question. You can hear from when you hear Kike talk about their kind of run. A couple guys have kind of mentioned that, or have at least alluded to the fact that, you know,
Padres
really got them on the right track at that point.
The Padres put the fear into them, and I don't think the Mets or Yankees accomplished that.
No, they definitely didn't. So. It was the toughest matchup they had.
Dave Roberts left a bitter taste in my mouth from this postseason with the whole Manny Machado thing. I know everybody's willing to just sweep it under the rug, and I'm going to have to get over it.
I don't think anybody's sweeping it under the rug. I think the fact of the matter is, he did what he needed to do to get his team in the direction that they got.
He did not need to pull Manny Machado's professionalism into it. That's the thing that I didn't like, is he pulled his professionalism into it.
I'm
going to
say that I agree with you. I think if I saw Dave Roberts...
You would punch him in the face?
Absolutely not. I would go to shake his hand, and then I'd pull it back real fast. I think that he would almost...
Psych.
I just imagine that happening.
Now, I think Dave Roberts would almost apologize for pulling Manny Machado into it the way. I don't think he intended to do that. But I think in saying what he said about Manny, it cast aspersions in Manny's direction from a lot of other people. You know, people outside San Diego, people that don't follow the team, that thought Manny was doing something really, you know, cheap and unfair. And then he kind of, you know, said it later that that didn't really happen. I don't think everybody saw that part of it.
No, he admitted it was a ploy.
I think that's in our own silo. I don't think anybody across the
just here, huh?
was like, oh my gosh, Manny's at it again. I think it was generally just in this spot. Obviously, Ken Rosenthal's article wasn't I thought poured more fuel on it than anything that Dave Roberts said, quite frankly. But you know, at the end of the day, his responsibility is not to the Padres; it's to his team, and he did whatever he thought was necessary. They got rolling, and they win a World Series title. And as my man Stephen Wood said, their fans get to be unruly for a whole year.
They do,
and there's nothing can be said.
They can be unruly, but let's not all get arrested.
Well, you know,
or blow our hands off with firecrackers.
if they want to get arrested, and blow their hands off. Yeah. That's their prerogative,
I guess.
Scrape, you got anything else, man?
No, it's just hard for me to handle. Like, I really wish that the Dodgers didn't win.
Yeah,
I will be that hater.
I think a lot of people wish the Dodgers didn't win
because I really love that we had the Mickey Mouse World Series over their heads, and now we don't have that anymore. We don't have it anymore.
Can't hold the Mickey Mouse anymore.
No, we can't do it.
The one thing I can say is that the Dodgers winning in the way they did, in the eyes of everyone around the baseball community, made the Padres look in the best light possible.
100%. 100%.
So you might be able to, you know, appease yourself with that a little bit.
No, I can't. I do like being
the bigger
person.
A little bit because of that.
Right.
It's
not what we want. We don't want to just be thought of as a team that had a chance to win.
Right.
We want to be thought of as a team that won. And that didn't happen, obviously.
No, there can only be one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right, let's step away. Let's get back on track here with the timing of things. And when we return, Scraby's got a big five. Morgan and Chris on the other side.
All right. Welcome back. Yes, it is Hallows Eve.
I like that Halloween beat right there.
I picked this one specifically for you.
If you come
Christmas-y to at the end right there.
If you come to my house tonight, come to my house tonight, you'll get a bunch of, you know, Costco bagged candy. Bought like
bags?
No, I mean, you know, they give you the gigantic bag of little candies.
Oh, I thought you were giving out bags of candy.
No.
I was gonna stop by.
We can't give out them. We get a lot of trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood. Tony, how about your exclusive area?
It's definitely not
Does
exclusive.
Anybody make it up to your front door?
Do you not charge for the monorail to your house?
You guys are funny today. You got jokes. My neighborhood is actually the neighborhood to trick-or-treat in.
Oh, yours is the one. All right.
Yeah, it was pretty.
So you give out some good stuff?
Yeah, when we're there. We got a certain amount of time because we got kids we got to take out to go.
They got to do their thing.
You got a certain amount of time to get to my house before we just leave the candy outside the door and just leave a nice note to say, take two pieces, please.
And is it trick or treat at the Scraby residence?
There's neither. Lights off.
You're one of the lights off houses, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going to be home in time.
That's diabolical.
Lights off.
I used to get out of here, kids.
I mean, we used to throw eggs at those houses. I don't know if that still exists.
TP their houses.
Yeah. That's why I put up cameras outside.
Back in the day. Man, see, that's another thing. You can't get away with none of that stuff because everybody's got a ring at their house. You used to be able to sneak up midnight, a little later, bring out the toilet paper. Or the eggs, depending on how much you dislike this house.
Yeah, I was going to say, eggs are a little bit worse.
Yeah, eggs are tough.
Eggs are really tough. Bologna on the car paint.
Oh, I've never seen the bologna.
You never heard about that? If you throw bologna, apparently it degrades the car paint, which is great because you're eating it, but shaving cream.
Never went to
have. Did you ever do the bag of light on fire?
I've seen that on television. You put dog poop in a bag and then you put it on someone's door. You light it on fire.
So when the person comes out, they stomp the bag.
Yeah,
and
like it's on fire. Oh,
you haven't seen that ever, Tony?
No, Tony just stomped himself.
That's a new one.
I've never seen that.
That's messed up.
Oh, it's messed up. Completely messed up. But I've seen it on television many times.
Ed McKee says Oreos on a windshield, cream side down. That's diabolical.
Eee. All right. Let's everybody behave themselves. And have a
don't
nice
go out there
Halloween.
Doing that. Dude.
As we just did 10 minutes on how to destroy the neighborhood.
I also never threw pumpkins because I felt bad for the people that carved them. I did not want them to come outside and say, hey, my pumpkin that I spent 4 hours on is broken.
Those were the simpler times, though, where you could be mad at a neighbor and just TP their house. And
we're cool. Well,
it's
got
all
us back.
Good. Like, I got you. Good.
Yeah, scrape now it's like police get involved.
I'm TPing your house for leaving the lights off tonight. Come on.
That's crazy.
I'm not going to be home in
crazy
time.
Work.
Come over to my house on
crazy
your way home. Work. Get a few extra bags and take it with you so you can hand something out when you get home. Come on.
I think years ago when I was a drinker, I loved giving out candy because I would just sit there and drink and give out candy. I don't
you
think
can
the
sit there and
like
not
that.
Drink and give out
yeah,
candy.
I'm sure the parents didn't like it.
But they did actually come up and get some refills. They're like, hey, you got a little bit more of that? And I was like, yep, here you go.
That's the one thing that helps parents
trick
get through this
or
day.
Treat.
Hot toddies.
That's right.
All right, traffic and then Big Five stuff. Let's go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
One thing I do love about Halloween is I was looking up at the TV and they were showing live shots of the teams warming up for Thursday Night Football. And there's just a guy in a hot dog costume standing behind everyone. It's just, you can't see it anymore, but it was hilarious. That's what I love about Halloween.
A hot dog, just random.
Just standing there.
In the back of some warm-ups.
Well, the guy was just stretching. It was hilarious. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spirocuisine.com.
Number five.
Now, Ethan Salas is raking in the Arizona Fall League right now. He's hitting .308 with a .912 OPS, and he ranks in the top five in the league in doubles and RBIs. So he's doing really well down there in Arizona. Tony, you're up first. Not going to ask you about his Major League debut, because we've already talked about that.
Yes.
But you personally have talked about Jackson Merrill raising the bar for Padres rookies. So do you think fans will support Ethan Salas like Jackson, even if he struggles?
No, they will not.
Okay.
That's just a cold hard
like give
reality.
Him a standing ovation if he's hitting .175 at the end of May?
Now, San Diego,
probably unlikely.
San Diegans aren't. Despite how Twitter may make you think, San Diegans are actually good fans in terms of that type of thing.
Yeah.
They don't boo, you know, guys who are struggling. And so I don't expect them to be ruthless, but I don't think they will be giving standing ovations if he's struggling. I think I meant that. Like, you got to remember, Toddy set the bar that I don't think, quite frankly, none of us thought would be touched for a while. And then Jackson comes on and raises it. And so that's two rookies that have come on the scene and have, like, major impacts.
We expect it now.
And so, considering that we heard Toddy's name a lot, we talked about him before he came here. Jackson, we talked about him before he came here. I mean, we've been talking about Ethan for, like, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's still probably a couple years away. I can only imagine by the time he gets up here that what the expectation is going to be like. So if he's not doing well, I don't think San Diego's will be hard on him, but I don't think they will be, you know, cheering him.
If he's not. If he's
Tony
not.
Gwynn will lead the charge of, hey, relax,
yep,
it's early
sure
in the
will.
Season, but there won't be a lot of people on that.
On they won't that be same, listening to me.
On that same thing, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like the last couple of years, every year, Tony's the only one not jumping off the cliff because they're sitting one game
but that's,
under .500.
That's also why I'm here.
I know, you're
help,
supposed to rein us in.
Help us. Have a better
still
baseball
eight, well, is he
experience.
Still eight, is he still 18?
He might be.
I think
than
he's
that.
Almost.
It says
19.
Here he's okay. 18, okay. But I don't know when his birthday is. That's, you know, that's young.
He's born June 1st.
And he's playing the catching position. Like this, it's not just. He's got so much more than most positions have to deal with. So,
Chris, did you say anything? About this?
Yeah, I okay. gave you the Tony story.
Okay,
that was my thing.
Number four.
The Big Five is brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. There are six roster spots left in the unrivaled 3-on-3 basketball league, and Caitlin Clark, the 2024 WNBA Rookie of the Year, is reportedly being courted with a rich offer. According to Sports Business Journal, Clark and Unrivaled have held talks about her participating in the 3-on-3 league that's set to tip off in January in Miami. The offer to Clark is believed to be worth over $1 million, which include an equity stake in the league. By comparison, she signed a four-year, $338,000 contract after being drafted by the Fever. She made $76,000 last year and could earn up to $97,000 in the final year of her deal. She also has endorsement contracts, reportedly $28 million with Nike over 8 years.
Good for you, Caitlin.
But she is one of two high-level WNBA stars to be courted, along with Asia Wilson of the Aces, who both of them have yet to commit to playing. So, Chris, if you were Caitlin Clark's advisor, what would you advise her to do?
The million sounds good, but I don't know that she needs it.
Equity stake in this thing?
Yeah. It'd be hard to pass up. Are you going, Tony?
No.
You're just waiting for my answer.
He's whipping his head around.
I know. I was like, he really seems interested in this response for some reason. I don't know. I don't know that anything great can happen for her on a how we feel about her stage. I mean, I think she's done everything she can do to be fantastic, unless she's going to go to this 3-on-3 league and, you know, dominate that. And
she
don't
probably will.
You think?
I mean, she's really good.
She's really good.
Yeah, but I'd stay away. I think she'll be too much of a focal point.
All right, Tony, if you were her advisor, what would you advise her to do?
I would advise her to take advantage while this window is open, because we know as athletes, it's not long. Just remember, the Big Three, which is the league owned by Ice Cube, they offered her more.
Yeah.
But I don't think there was any equity at stake there.
I don't remember that either.
I don't think there was.
Equity is a good bargaining chip.
It's a great bargaining chip.
What is the name
chip.
Of this league again?
It's Unrivaled.
Unrivaled. It's really cool. It's the two people involved are Breonna Stewart, and then one of the other girls are in the league are the ones who started it, I believe. And so she gets it on the ground floor. And if women's basketball continues...
Nafisha Collier.
That's from the Lynx, right? She plays for the Lynx?
I believe so.
So if women's basketball continues to move in the direction that we've seen it move, she takes that equity. She may not even have to play very long in that league. She can get her $1 million. And remember, most WNBA players go overseas in order to supplement, you know, the type of money.
We saw that with Brittany Griner.
Right. And after that incident, I don't think a whole lot of people are comfortable necessarily going overseas to play.
I changed my mind. Well, I'm reading about the league. I thought it was mixed men and women.
Yeah.
And I didn't think she could kind of stand out in a league like that. I didn't realize it's an all-women's
three-on-three league. Yes.
League. Then yeah, yes.
This is an easy $1 million to make playing three on three.
I mean, she's got former teammates from her college that are in this league, so she ought to be in it.
Yeah, I think she should.
Yeah, the quick bullet point is that they're trying to provide a domestic option for WNBA players during the off season. So
they need more money. They don't get enough to play in the WNBA.
I mean, I have no evidence behind this, but I would think 3-on-3. Might be a little safer than playing 5-on-5 in terms of like the risk of getting injured in the off season. That's good money, by the way.
$1 million
to
take
play
that right
3-on-3?
I'll take that right now.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer for Caitlin.
All right.
Number 3.
There's less than 1 week until the NFL trade deadline on November 5th, and many teams have already begun loading up for a Super Bowl push. DeAndre Hopkins, Deontay Johnson, Amari Cooper, they have been moved already. Today, Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was asked if he thought the team should trade for some potential help this season, and he had a simple response. "That's not my job," Burrow said. From Cincinnati.com. So, Tony, you're up first here. They are 3-5 this season, the Bengals. Are the Bengals going to make the playoffs this season?
This is what happens. Chris and I talk about this is what happens when you don't take care of business. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, both could be free agent.
It's a bad organization.
You said that before.
Mike Brown is a lousy owner, and that's too bad for the people of Cincinnati.
T. Higgins is playing, I think, on a 1-year deal. We already know Ja'Marr Chase held out until the very last minute. We asked what was going to be more important, to play or to get his money. He decided to play, which isn't the decision a lot of guys make.
No.
But it doesn't mean that feelings aren't raw and filling away. Do you get the best out of your employees when they don't necessarily enjoy coming to work?
No.
I don't think so. And the thing is, when you've done that over a certain amount of period of time, as Chris has said, that starts to permeate in the locker room, even if those guys have contracts. They know, well, that eventually will be me. And so now you got a 3-5, because guess what? They didn't mess around when it came to Joe Burrow, and it has nothing to do with Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
But that's how it's going to be viewed. Like, oh, when it came time to pay the quarterback, you didn't have any issues with it. Now all of a sudden it's time to pay one of your most productive wide receivers. You don't want to do it?
Yeah.
I think, what was your question? Should they
Are they going to make the playoffs?
No.
Chris?
Everything Tony said, and then I'm looking at their schedule. They need to win 7 out of 9 to really have a chance, and their schedule says they will not do it. So got 2 with the Steelers, 1 with the Ravens, Cowboys, Chargers in there. I don't see 7-2 out of that.
Yeah.
That's tough, yeah.
So I say no. And I also think the Bengals are kind of broke because I'm watching them.
They don't look
the
same.
And they just don't look like the Bengals to me. Chase looks like Chase.
Oh, it's a contract year.
Yeah,
but Burrow's doing his thing, but the rest of that team is there's something not right about it.
They're disgruntled.
Their defense isn't coming up with the
yeah.
The,
Lou Amarillo lost his touch back there. It's not my guy.
It's not Amarillo.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, Anarumo or something. Yeah, I know what you mean.
We knew what you were referring to.
Yeah, this is funny.
Number 2.
Last year, the NFL and Disney had a game that was fashioned to look like it was being played in Toy Story. On December 9th of this year, the NFL is going to do it again. This time, I think I'm going to watch this first over the regular broadcast.
This is on Nickelodeon?
No, it's on like an alternate channel.
Oh.
The Simpsons is going to be a theme for this alternate broadcast. It'll be presented as a dream scenario in Homer's mind after a backyard football game with Bart and Homer on different sides of the Monday Night Football game.
Is Homer's mind?
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is going to get crazy.
Bart's going to be joined by some of his Springfield Elementary cohorts, while Homer is going to be joined by his drunk friends at from Moe's Tavern.
What night is this happening?
Cronies. December 9th. Cronies. Yeah, I didn't want to say cronies because I think drunk friends is the better way to go about that. Chris, do you care at all about these broadcasts?
I'm looking at the matchup. It's the Bengals, who we just talked about.
Yeah, Bart's going to be a Bengal.
And the Cowboys.
Yeah, Homer's going to be
a Cowboys. Two subpar teams right now.
Sounds fun. I might tune in. Remind me and then help me locate the channel because I don't know how to find stuff like that.
I'm already out from that.
Speaking of... Remind me.
Do you care?
I'm going to need it. I don't care about this game, but I'm going to need you to send me a text before this Thursday night game so I can watch it in the way that you've been talking
tonight?
About. Yes.
I'll schedule a text right now.
What is it? The stat thing that
it's
you...
It's the StatCast alternate
broadcast.
Yeah,
I want to watch it in that.
You're going to be out trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Be able to watch
I don't know if I can't record it, so... Send me a text
anyway. Well, it's not... It's already being recorded. You can start the game from the beginning. All right, we still have one more to go. I think we'll play Chris vs. the Fans first, and then we'll get to it, because...
That seems weird.
All right. Well, we'll see what we do with this number one. Everybody, trying to come up with a joke that you'll get on the other side. Pay attention.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!